Leave It to Beaver. Starring Barbara Billingsley. Hugh Beaumont. Tony Dow. And Jerry Mathers as the Beaver.
Hey, Mom.
Well, my name's not Hey, Mom.
Look, would you bring those things for me?
Well, sure. Hey, I got a list of the guys that are coming to the party here Saturday night.
Party?
Hey, Mom. Hey, Mom.
It's not Hey, Mom. Besides, we're talking. I think you know most of the guys on the list, Mom.
Why, I don't know anything about a party.
Well, sure you do. The other night, I asked you if I could have a party here sometime. And you and Dad said yes. And this Saturday night is sometime.
What was this?
Don't you remember, Mom? Well, you on the telephone, and Dad was watching a football game on TV, and Wally asked you.
And we said yes?
Well, sure. It's okay, isn't it?
Well, yes, I guess so.
Hey, that's great, Mom.
Hi, dear.
Oh, hi.
Honey, do you remember giving Wally permission to have a party here?
A party? No, I don't know anything about a party. When did this come up?
Well, Wally said he asked us the other day when you were watching a football game on television and I was on the phone.
And he said yes?
Evidently. Here's the guest list.
Well, all right, but I think next time we better get it in writing, huh?
Hey, I already got 16 guys invited to the party.
16?
Well, at least it's a start. I'm going to get on the phone right now and see if I can get hold of some of the guys I missed.
What about the refreshments? I have to know just how much to plan on.
Well, why don't you just figure on how much food and stuff you'd need if you were throwing a party for adults, and then double it.
Well, that's okay with me, Mike. But Ellen says we're going to do what Gilbert says we ought to do. Yeah, what do you say we ought to do? Yeah, but what Whitey says we ought to do isn't necessarily what Denny says we ought to do. No kidding? I thought he wanted to do what I wanted to do. No fool? You said we ought to do what the other guy said we ought to do?
Come on, Beaver, get off the phone, will you?
Just a minute. What's the matter with you, Wally? Me and Mike are trying to figure out what we're going to do with that three-day holiday next month.
Give me that phone. Well, Mike, hey, look, Beaver will call you back in a little while, okay? Okay.
Boy, Wally, wait till the next time you get one of your creepy girlfriends on the telephone. I'm going to hang up right on her face.
Look, you weren't saying anything to Mike. I got to get hold of the guys. It's important. Hello, Ronnie? Hey, this is Wally Cleaver. Look, I'm going to have a party over at my house Saturday night. Thought you might want to come, you know. Well, sure you have to wear a tie. Yeah, shoes too. You come anyway, huh? Okay, well then I'll see you about 7:00. Yeah, good. Bye.
Hey, Wally, I was just thinking it'd be kind of funny.
Hey, Beaver, will you get out of here and quit pestering me?
Well, yeah, I know, but...
Look, Beaver, will you? You're just bothering me. Well, Hank, this is Wally Cleaver. Look, I thought I might have a bunch of the guys over to the house Saturday night for a little party.
Mom? Mom?
Hmm?
Well, some of the guys are trying to figure out what we got to do over that three-day holiday next month. Well, I think we got to go to the lake. But Denny says we got to do what Gilbert says we got to do. But Alan says we got to do what Whitey says we got to do. What do you think we got to do?
Sword and nuts and potato chips.
Mom, I asked you what you think we ought to do.
Well, that's not fine, Beaver.
Sugar. Mom?
Be happier look. I'm trying to concentrate on things I'm going to need for Wally's party.
Oh, I know, Mom, but...
Honey, don't you have some homework or something?
Yes, Mom.
And don't bother your brother, because he has a lot to do, too.
Yes, Mom.
All right, good. About 7 o'clock then, huh? Okay, I'll see you. Oh, hey, Dee. Here, use the phone now.
Thanks, Wally. Oh, Wally?
Yeah?
Your party sounds like a lot of fun. But if any of the girls ask you to dance, there's nothing doing.
Oh, well, don't worry. Nobody's going to ask you to dance.
No?
Well, how could they? You're not going to be there.
The box?
Well, it's a punch bowl for Wally's party.
Hey, Dad.
Beaver, not now. I want to take this out to the kitchen and talk to your mother about Wally's party.
Wally, I thought I'd put all the food on the dining room table and then your guests can help themselves.
Oh, that sounds great, Mom. Say, there was just one thing, though. On Saturday night, I guess you guys will be home and everything, and... Well, I was just thinking that...
We'll be upstairs in our room the entire evening.
So you can stop worrying about any old folks cramping your style. Okay?
Yeah, well, it wasn't exactly that. But, Dad, you won't keep coming downstairs and seeing if you left your pipe in the living room and stuff like that, will you?
Only if the trip seems justified.
I don't think we'll have any problems there. Oh, Wally, there's just one other thing about Beaver.
Oh, we don't have to worry about the Beaver, Mom. I already told him he's not coming.
Oh, Wally, you didn't hurt his feelings, did you?
Oh, gee, no. I just told him in a nice way that I wanted him to get lost.
Hey, Dee.
Hi, Gilbert.
Hey, run out and I'll heave you one. The old pro fade back.
I don't like running now.
Come on, my Beaver, what's the matter?
It's a jip.
Yeah?
Yeah. My brother Wally's having a party and I wasn't invited. They don't even know I'm alive.
Yeah, I know how it is. I've got an older sister and she gets all the breaks.
Yeah. I wish I hadn't waited so long to get born.
Why did I get even with my sister last week?
Huh.
Well, she's always kicking me out of the living room when her boyfriend comes over so they can sit in the sofa and look goofy at each other.
Yeah?
So I went down to the magic shop and got one of those rubber snakes. And while they were sitting there, I threw it in front of them.
Did it work?
Well, I did it. I thought both of them were going to leap out of the window.
Golly.
And then my sister started crying and trembling, so her boyfriend put his arm around her. And then my father came in and caught him, and he started raising heck. And then my mother came in and started yelling at my father. Boy, it worked out pretty good. Hey, you know, Beef, I bet you could go down to the magic shop and you sure could find some real neat trick stuff to wreck Wally's party with. All you gotta do is get some of that trick stuff they got, like that plastic ice cube with the bug in it. That you could put in a punch bowl.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you could get some slices of rubber cheese to put in the sandwiches and some candy with soap in the middle to mix in with the real candy.
Hey, that'd be kind of fun at that.
Yeah, and you could be upstairs laughing your head off.
Well, sure, why not?
Great idea, huh, Beef?
Yeah, this is a great idea.
I got this in the magic shop, too.
Wally, your mother and I are going to go down and get the ice cream and cake now.
Oh, okay. Boy, thanks a lot, Mom. Everything sure is shaping up great for the party.
You're welcome, Wally. Look, we've been thinking, and we feel that you should invite Beaver to your party.
Oh, gee, Mom.
Well, Wally, we've been sort of ignoring him. I think you could at least extend the invitation.
Yeah, but a little kid hanging around a bunch of grown-ups.
Grown-ups?
Adults like Eddie and Rumpy.
Wally, we'd appreciate it very much if you'd invite your brother.
Well, okay. Okay, I'll ask him.
Well, fine. He'll probably just come down, have some refreshments, and go right back up to his room.
We'll see you after, Wally.
Yeah, goodbye.
Put the plastic ice cube in the punch bowl.
Hey, wait a minute. I can't put it in now. I'll wait till there's some real punch and ice in it.
It's a piece of rubber cheese. Mix the fake stuff in real good, Beef.
Boy, what are those big guys putting in these soapy centers?
Yeah, I hope it's Eddie Haskell. Then when he starts foaming at the mouth, maybe they'll call the dog catcher.
Hey, what about this blinker thing?
Well, that we put in the plug of the lamp, and it makes it go on and off.
Yeah. Hey, instead of that, let's put it in the record player.
Beef, you're a genius. Then when they start dancing, the music will go on and off.
Yeah, boy, those big guys will dance even nuttier than they usually do.
It's about time. Where have you been all day?
What do you want to know for?
If you're going to be that way about it, forget it.
Forget what?
I was going to ask if you wanted to come to the party tonight.
Who you want? Were you really?
That's what I just said, isn't it?
Well, gee, I kind of got the thinking that you didn't want me around.
Yeah, well, I guess I probably should have invited you sooner, but I kind of forgot.
That's okay, Watt. I don't have far to go anyway. Thanks for inviting me.
That's okay. You don't have to stick around long if you don't want to. You can just grab some refreshments and then scram.
Well, sure. I'll just get some refreshments.
Uh-oh. What's the matter now?
Nothing, but I just thought of something I have to do. I'll see you, Wally.
Please stay away from the refreshments until the others get here.
Oh, yes, sir.
Did you talk to Wally?
Yeah, Dad. He invited me to his party.
Well, good. Let's get upstairs and get cleaned up then.
Put your sweater in the closet?
No, thanks, you. I think I'll keep it on.
Oh. Hey, where's the bed, Lionel?
Oh, never mind that. Where's the grub?
Oh, sorry. We just got here.
Well, come on in, guys.
Yeah, let's get this party started here.
All right, now we're going on. Someone out here. Why don't you downstairs to party, Beaver? Everybody's arrived.
Yeah, well, I guess I should be.
Well, sure you should be. Your brother was nice enough to invite you. Now you get on down there and get in on some of the fun.
Yeah, get in on some of the fun.
Would you like a piece of candy, Helen?
Oh, thank you, Lumpy. Yummy candy.
You gals kill me. Fancy, fancy. Yummy candy.
Ha, 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 ha.
Oh, you're a scream puppy.
Hey, he's not kidding. Womp, what's wrong?
Where'd you make this stuff? The chemistry lab?
Hey, Dave. Hey, this guy I wanted to see. Look, would you go in the kitchen and get the other platter of sandwiches?
Look, Wally, I... Okay, Wally.
Hey, Duncan Hines, get your grubby little paws off the food. I'm going to report you to the Board of Health.
I know, but Wally, why don't we take them in there?
Get lost. We don't allow busboys in the main dining room. Leroy. Very funny.
What are you talking about?
Those retreads you're serving for sandwiches. If you work it right, one sandwich can last for three parties and a couple of picnics.
What are you driving at?
Look, Clyde, I... Hiya, gorgeous.
Hello.
Come on, gorgeous.
Lumpy.
May I draw thee a cup of nectar from yon punch bowl, fair damsel? She doesn't want it.
Oh, but I'd love some, Lumpy.
Oh, sure she does. Here we are. Hey, come on, Eddie, lay off. Oh, why don't you go cover your radiator? Oh, sorry, Sonny. Here we are, golden nectar for the beautiful princess. Ooh-wee. Compliments of your Prince Charming, Edward Haskell.
Thank you, sir.
So much for cruising the Congo. Let's see what else is on.
I thought I heard a scream.
It was probably Dorothy Lamour when they passed those crocodiles in the river.
Ward, you don't think it's time to go down and look for your pipe, do you?
Be a snoop?
I know what you mean. How about sending me down to look for it? Ward, when you were Wally's age and you had a party, how did your folks handle the situation?
My father went down and got his pipe.
Look, I'm telling you, I don't know how this got in there.
Oh, of course you don't.
Well, how about you, Eddie?
This is just the kind of trick you'd pull.
Oh, sure, I did it. I'm the kind of guy that puts rubber cheese in my own sandwich.
Hey, you guys, look what I found crawling up the drapes in the living room.
Oh, isn't this fun? When are you going to pass out the paper hats and the toy balloon?
Play Ring Around the Rosie.
Look, let's start the music and dance or something, okay? Oh, that sounds like fun. Maybe he's got the teddy bear's picnic.
So juvenile.
Where are you getting all these clever ideas, Wally? You've been watching Kitty's house party on TV again?
It's not Wally's fault. I'm the guy who did all this stuff.
You little creep. So you're the one who put the gags around.
Yeah, that's what's happening. Hey, look, Beef, what's a big idea, huh? I don't know, Wally. I guess...
You know what I'd do if I had a little squirt brother like you? I'd take him out and...
Okay, so we did it. Let's forget it and get on with the party.
Sure, someone fix the record player so we can dance.
It's a trick gadget in the plug. Wally, can I see it for a minute?
Yeah, I guess so. Oh, excuse me, man.
All right, what do you want now? I just wanted to say that, well, I wasn't trying to wreck your party.
Oh, yeah? Well, I'd hate to think what would happen if you were trying.
Yeah, well, I admit I put all that trick stuff out there, but I know now it was a mistake.
You know something, Beaver?
The only mistake around here was me inviting you to my party.
Hey,
business. You know those boys haven't spoken to each other since last night? Don't you think you ought to say something to them?
Well, dear, what do you want me to say? Come on, fellas, let's show some brotherly love before I take a strap to you.
No, but I think it's terrible. You know, they went through breakfast, lunch, and dinner without saying a word.
Oh, no, tonight at dinner, Wally asked Beaver to pass him the butter.
Yeah, the Beaver kicked him under the table.
I wasn't looking at you. I just wanted to see what time it was.
Well, I wasn't looking at you either.
Wally?
Look, I told you, I don't want you talking to me.
You know, Beaver, you're really a miserable guy.
I told you to cut that out.
I wasn't talking to you. I was just talking to myself. Is there any law against that? Boy, Beaver, any guy that messed up his brother's party is really a big rat. But don't forget, it was sort of the big brother's fault for not inviting him in the first place.
Well, look, Beaver, I didn't know you were going to get so shook up if I didn't ask you.
I thought you weren't going to talk to me.
Oh, yeah. Well, as long as I've already started talking to you, I guess there's no sense in stopping now.
Yeah, well, I guess you're right. Because I'm getting kind of lonely talking to myself. Wally, how would you feel if you had a brother and he had a party and everybody made a big fuss over him? Well, told you to get out of the way. You'd get pretty sore, too.
Yeah, well, I suppose I would.
Wally, I'm sorry I messed up your party.
Okay, but you don't have to get mushy about it.
Oh, I'm not. But could we at least shake on it?
Yeah. I guess we could.
There are more sensible meals, valuable lessons, and harmless misunderstandings ahead.
That's right.
So stay tuned to TV Land's Leave It to Beaver Fandemonium Marathon.